Hello, this is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and I hope you're having a good morning. Today, I'm bringing you the weekly fishing and conservation report. Well, last weekend ended up giving us some pretty nasty weather. The wind blew hard, and it rained quite a bit. This weekend, the temperatures look like they're going to be pretty mild, but the wind looks like it's going to continue to blow, which can make ice fishing difficult if you're not in a shack or you don't have things fastened down. Now, even with all the rain we had, ice conditions are pretty good around the Black Hawk District. All the snow has pretty much melted off the ice, though, so it is extra slick out there. At Arrowhead Lake, ice thickness off the boat ramp is 5 to 7 inches. Bluegill fishing has been good. Use a waxworm on a small jig, fish in about 20 feet of water. Fish are up to 8, 9 inches. Sorting is required, though, as quite a few smaller fish are biting. Some black crappie are being caught while targeting those gills. Again, use a jig tipped with a waxworm, fish in about 15 to 20 feet of water. Crappie up to 10.5 inches have been caught. At Black Hawk Lake, the ice thickness is around 8 to 10 inches with solid, clear ice. Now, we turned the aerators on in Town Bay on Thursday, so expect thin ice and open water in the Town Bay area. Some bluegill are being picked up off Ice House Point and near the rock pile off Gunshot Hill. Use a small jig tipped with a waxworm for panfish, or a minnow head on a jigging spoon for walleye. At Black Hawk Pits, the ice is around 5 to 8 inches thick. Ice is variable on the pit, so use caution. Anglers have had luck targeting bluegill and crappie with a waxworm or a small minnow on a jig. Fish near contour and structure in 5 to 10 feet of water. A decent perch gets picked up once in a while, too. At Brushy Creek Lake, the ice is still extremely variable. Recent rainfall and warmer temperatures over the holiday weekend have caused the ice conditions to deteriorate in some areas, and thin ice or open water may be present at nearshore inflows and even some areas mid-lake. Most of the angling activity that has been going on is taking place around the north boat ramp, and anglers were picking up some average-sized bluegills and crappie around there. Now anglers are making their way out on the storm lake and having good luck. Ice is variable, and there is still some pockets of open water. Use caution when venturing out, and check ice thicknesses often. Some perch are being picked up with waxworms and minnows fished on a jig in 5 to 8 feet of water. For white bass, use minnow heads on a jigging spoon. Walleye fishing has picked up quite a bit. Try a minnow head on a jigging spoon during the mid-afternoon. Again, target those areas in 5 to 8 feet deep. Black crappie fishing has been pretty decent. Now those fish are suspended, so use a jig tipped with a waxworm or a minnow and watch your flasher. The bite seems to be better late in the evening and after dark for those crappie. At Clear Lake, the ice thickness is 9 to 11 inches on most of the Little Lake and 8 to 10 inches on the main lake basin. The best bite for most species has been in the early morning and around 3 p.m. to dark. Yellow bass action has been fair. Use waxworms and spikes, fish near the bottom in 10 to 12 feet of water. Yellow perch fishing is pretty slow. Walleye fishing has been okay. Try jigging spoons or wraps tipped with bait. Most of the walleye that are being caught are less than 14 inches, but a few keepers are being caught here and there. The best crappie bite is at first light, but even then it's nothing hot. Now moving westward from Clear Lake, the ice on Big Spirit is 9 to 10 inches thick about 50 yards out from the boat ramps. The yellow perch fishing has been really good, and they're being caught by anglers roughly 100 yards from shore. Anglers fishing for walleye have been consistently catching their limits too. The ice on East Okoboji is about 9 inches around the boat ramps. There have been several good reports of people catching walleye behind Parks Marina, and some yellow bass are being caught in the bigger basins. At West Okoboji, the ice is about 6 inches thick near the ramps. Little Miller's Bay is the spot to be fishing right now, as it's been good for several species. Reports have been coming in of bluegill biting hard in Little Miller's Bay over the past weekend, and anglers are having a blast. Walleyes are starting to show up there too, and are very eager to bite. The perch have been rolling into Little Miller's Bay too, and their bite has picked up over the past weekend. So it may be worth taking a trip up to the Iowa Great Lakes this weekend and checking out the different hotspots on the different lakes. Now hopefully you can all get out and enjoy the outdoors this weekend. And if you go outside, tell someone where you're going and when you plan to be home, especially if you go ice fishing. And if you get the chance, take your kid out fishing this weekend. Well, that's all the time I have for you today. This is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, hoping y'all have a happy new year.